Yesterday, a joint U.S.-Canadian agency issued its first progress report on efforts to improve Great Lakes water quality, and agriculture remains in the spotlight. Elizabeth Miller of Great Lakes Today has more.
The International Joint Commission made several recommendations to the U.S. and Canada as it reviewed a water quality agreement from 2012. Among them is evaluating farm practices aimed at reducing pollution, especially the fertilizer runoff that feeds algae blooms in Lake Erie. IJC Commissioner Lana Pollock says that will show whether the money is well spent.
So you could save a lot of money if you spent a little money on monitoring, figure out what works, what doesn't work, and stop paying for things that don't work.
The IJC calls for mandatory enforceable standards for farmers instead of voluntary efforts. The report also calls for improving sewage treatment facilities and moving more quickly to address harmful chemicals. And it says Ohio's portion of Western Lake Erie should be labeled impaired, which could lead to tougher regulation. But the IJC cannot enforce its policies. It can only make recommendations to the U.S. and Canada. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Elizabeth Miller.